everybody. Ginger Black here, Ginger Black with Work Insanity. I was thinking today, I love to start out my day with something positive, so I've kind of turned on this summer to watching TED Talks, TEDx Talks or TED Talks, and I don't know whether you all have done that, but it's definitely a good way to hear some great speakers. They're usually about 15 to 20 minutes long, so it's just enough to get going. But today I was listening to a guy by the name of David Waters, and his speech was based on a quote by a man named Wendell Johnson, who was into semantics and had done some research on language and that type of thing. And he said, to be discoverers, one must get the words out of your eyes. Get the words out of your eyes. Now, what did he mean by that? And let me explain David Waters' speech. He was talking about some research he'd done on aging dogs and what they could teach us. And these dogs that he studied were a breed called Rottweilers, for those who aren't familiar with dogs. And he went around the country talking to, visiting aged dogs in their homes with their owners and asking their owners questions. And the reason he was doing this is because Rottweilers have a high propensity for different cancers, and they don't usually live past the age of 8 to 10. And he found some dogs that were, you know, up to, I think the oldest one was 15 and a half. And so he did some research into what, you know, why that happens, why some dog, or that was his thesis, was how to discover what is it that makes some dogs live longer and what is it that we can learn from them, because, you know, why are these dogs outliving the genetic propensity for long life in this breed of dog? And you know, what he found was these dogs were not stressed out. They didn't react in the same way that other dogs did, and they had very low cortisol levels. And what the reason that he brought up this quote from Wendell Johnson was because get the words out of your eyes means that for you to discover anything in life, you have to look for yourself. You have to not believe everything you read that's written by somebody else. You have to be able to find what's true in your life, what's true for you, and not necessarily what everybody else saw. And one of the things that, from all the years in personal development and studying people and helping people get in the right life and find themselves and getting the right job and those types of things, is that a lot of us think, you know, that there's only one way to do things, and we've been led to believe that whoever said this, whatever it is true. And we don't do our own research into what really is true for us. And the other thing I've learned in some of the stuff that I've been doing recently in the brain research, and if you look at the podcast I did on, you know, what is your heat-seeking missile pointed at, and you see how our brains act in response to stimuli in our universe. We can't possibly be attuned to everything going on. But the get the words out of your eyes was really cool, because it is that we want somebody else to be the authority a lot of times. We want to believe what they have to say. And it's okay to read what or listen to what other people have to say. But the idea is that, you know, get the words out of your eyes is really about, you know, take on a new stance. If you believe something to be true, then test it for yourself. Test the waters and see if it's true. And what he was, David Waters was talking about was the fact that people said that it's not possible that cortisol in our bodies is a mandatory part of aging. There's no way we can get around it. And what he found was that was not the case in these dogs. They had very, very, very low levels of cortisol in their bodies. And everybody says that cortisol is a natural part of aging, and that as you age, you create more and more cortisol. But he found that not to be true. And so the quote of "get the words out of your eyes" was, the whole idea was that he went out and researched this on his own because he didn't, you know, he was curious, why do some dogs live longer than others? And, you know, I'm a dog person, and it was quite interesting to me, obviously, from one perspective about the dogs, but the second perspective is, most people aren't aware of how much research goes on in the dog world that is directly related to follow-up about human research. So when people, because dogs live a shorter life, we're able to see the effects of aging on dogs, and we're able to see the effect of treatments on dogs faster because of their kind of compressed life. When you look at a 15-year-old dog, you know, they're over 115 years old in human life. So living to be 15 years old in dog world is pretty old. And I know that dogs, you know, some dogs have lived over the age of 20. And, you know, so what his thesis was is, how do we know that to be true, that, you know, aging is, because aging is mandatory increase in cortisol levels. So how do you take this and move forward is my question, because if you can get the words out of your eyes, and if you believe something to be not quite right, or if the things that you've seen to be true, is that you read and you expose yourself to materials, and you go to classes and you expose yourself to other people's word. But you can't only look at their words, you know, and in order to discover new things. You know, if some of the adventurers had believed what the word was, that they would have, you know, sailed off the edge of the earth if they sailed too far away from land. And so if they believed the word, or they believed the belief system, then they wouldn't have done anything. But they believed something else was out there. They believed something else to be true. And so my question is, how do you do this in your own life? I think it's important to be exposed to trainings and to books. And those are the impetus for us to challenge those words and those books. You know, and I actually have a breed of dog called the Irish Setter, and these are very loving, active dogs that have, you know, in the breed standard, they have what's called a rollicking personality. And they're not the dog for everyone because of that, but they like to have fun, and they are fun-loving, and if you bore them to death with rote training, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, they will act up, they will be clownish, and they will do everything that you don't want them to do, because they're just plain bored. And so I've spent my entire adult life defending the intelligence of these animals, because people think they're stupid because of this. And I just say, well, you know, if you sent your child to school and they came home and regurgitated everything that the teacher said, and they never learned anything new, would you be happy with that? And, you know, and I said to them, this is a dog that's bred to go out in the field and do, you know, 15 things on their own without any guidance from you. And that's pretty smart in my book, you know, because they have learned how to do things, and they use their instinct and their training to go do the things that you want them to do while they're not actually in your control. And that's smart to me. And so, again, the word may be that this breed of dog isn't smart. And yet I got the words out of my eyes and challenged that. So I don't believe that to be true because I live with these dogs and have for over 40 years. So how are you dealing with these things in your life? Are you believing everything you read? Are you believing, or is there a gut feel in you that has a belief system that wants to challenge what the word is? So, you know, this actually was originally in a speech to college students. You know, if you believe everything you read and are taught, then you're not going to be a discoverer. You're not going to create anything new. You're not going to, you know, I worked in a computer company for 10 years, and the owner of that company, who had 38,000 employees, believed that not everyone was going to have a PC on their desk. And so he refused to get into the PC market, and that company's no longer alive because of his belief system and his theories of believing what was already out there, that people weren't going to do that. So again, I challenge you today to listen to this phrase, get the words out of your eyes, and think about where in life you are only listening to the people who are telling you the way it is. Because they may be telling you the way it is because their map of the world is different than your map of the world. And that's another topic for another day. But anyway, signing off today, it's Ginger Black, workinsanity.com. I appreciate you listening in today, and I hope you have a great day. Thanks again.